Toad House.
The topic tonight is an unfortunate one, but it's a good one. So, where do you want to start? I know you have a lot to say.
Did you guys watch the video? Or at least or listen to the episode? And when I say that, I'm sorry, listeners. I'm talking about the Dr. Robert Malone and Joe Rogan
No,
podcast
I did
episode.
not listen to it. I've seen a couple of things that were said about it, but I've not listened to any of the podcasts, no.
Yeah, I watched it.
Watched it.
Whole
Okay.
thing, yeah.
Yep. Same. All 3 hours and
Yeah.
14 minutes and
All
34
three
seconds.
fucking hours.
Well, carry me. Tell me what it's about. I'll interject and
God, it's covers a
and
lot.
just yeah, just for anybody curious, they have taken it off of YouTube. I wasn't able to find anything. I think I saw maybe one or two short clips
Well, he
that
doesn't upload
were.
to YouTube at all anymore. It's part of his contract with Spotify.
Right.
That's not him censoring. That's not them censoring this specific one. That's just the episodes don't go to YouTube anymore. That's part of the deal with that's what pisses me off, because I hate the ads on Spotify. You won't find any new episodes on If you find any new JRE on YouTube, it's because someone's pirated it. That's a weird way to put it, but you know what I'm saying. Someone's ripped it
Oh,
and put it up on
yeah,
their
they
own.
bootlegging
Really?
it and
Yep. Yeah,
posting
there's
it up
there
there.
Joe and his team will not put anything up there.
I did not know that.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well.
Not saying they wouldn't censor it. I mean, I'm not trying to argue against that, but that's not what you're seeing. That's part of his
Right.
deal.
Okay. Well, I have seen, and I mean, I've seen a couple of people say that they took it down, but you know, who's to say? It may not have been there to begin with. So, if you're listening, folks, sorry about that, correction. Maybe it wasn't taken down. Maybe it wasn't there at all. You can find it in other places. I found it on Odyssey, and you can find it and you know other episodes of Joe Rogan's
I would
on
encourage you to
Odyssey.
go there. Apparently it's he's on Spotify, like I said. It's his platform now. They paid him,
Right.
was it like 100 million, 50 million, I don't know, maybe not 100 million, 10 million, $50 million to be exclusive last year, year before last. And the ads are truly horrendous. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like it's a joke. So apparently Odyssey is a place you can find it. I think D and Ethan have both talked about that with me. So go check it out there. Don't I at this point I, and I'm a fan of Joe. I mean, I have been for a long time, but don't give him whatever revenue he gets from Spotify. I think his the way he's I think the way he's handling his podcast is really fucking scummy.
Oh, Joseph.
Going after the big guys.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he gives a shit what I think about anything.
We'll
Let's
be
catch
in.
him
We'll
on a
be
bad day.
featured on the on his next episode.
Jamie, pull that up.
Comes out with.
Who's this douchebag Snow? He won't even use his real name first. He's an egg on that Twitter site. That's the first sentence
Yeah.
that'd be out of his mouth. He'd call
Just
me an
call him
egg.
Joe Rogan Firing Squad.
Right. Joe Rogan Army.
So
Yeah.
let's I guess let's do a synopsis about. I know it's long, and we'll get into as much detail as you want to, but I guess probably
Right.
what the general
Well,
topic. I'm sure it's COVID
right.
related.
Yeah, it is COVID related. Vaccine related. Mainly vaccine related. Which of course is COVID related too. The main points that they talked about, which is what I got from it, was Pfizer in particular. They talked about Pfizer more than the other two, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. And Dr. Malone was basically saying that during their trials, you know, they're not reporting all their data. They hospitals and I guess quote unquote big tech and the government are not sharing all their information. They're refusing to. Oh, well, I don't want to say refuse. So they're not following, you know, suggested early treatment protocols. In fact, they're well, not only discouraging, but
Inhibiting it, yeah.
inhibiting it. So that's what I get out of it. You watched it too. You can if you want to
Yeah,
chime in or correct
I
me if
mean
I'm
it's
wrong.
no, you're not wrong. It's just there was so much there. You could tell he was clearly he himself had a laundry list of points he had to make, and he was just kind of running down the line, and even had to come back after the fact, and go, "Oh, I forgot one," and they fired it back up, and so he could, finish making his point on something.
So
And
let me ask an opinion question, because it is opinion. This is purely subjective. You know how sometimes on Joe, but on a lot of things, you have guests come on and they're super passionate about something, right? But they're obviously passionate about it because they're pushing an agenda. Not necessarily selling a book, but they're pushing an agenda. They want to make their point. Do you feel like that was the case here, or was he just there was a lot of stuff that he thought he needed to get across, and he was just like, you know what I mean? Like, you can be passionate about something, but be more unbiased. Do you think he was mostly objective, or was it, partially just anger and subjective stuff thrown in?
My opinion of it, and it's worth nothing, but I know what you're talking about, because usually that is the case, especially on Joe Rogan's podcast. They're getting on there, they're hawking a book, they're selling a plan, they're doing something, they're trying to make money, right? At the end of the day, it's about money. But this is, I feel like this is one of those rare times where the guy isn't trying to make money. He got accused of that, and someone else, he got investigated by a journalist, and they dug into his life, and they're trying to figure out how he was making money, or how he planned to make money off of, sowing vaccine hesitancy and so on and so forth, right? Guy was really digging in there and trying to figure out why in the world is this guy doing this? And he got nothing, come up with nothing, because there's nothing there. And he really is just trying to make a point that we're being lied to, and the people who are lying to us are making a lot of money. And we can't really go down that list right now, because it's on and on and on and on. But no, my opinion of it is he's actually authentic, even if he's not 100% right on all the scientific claims he's making. I mean, I'm an idiot. He looks right to me, but say he's not, it doesn't mean he doesn't believe it, or he's, trying to make the point of it and be allowed to make the point of it, not be censored, not be removed from Twitter, not be lose his medical license, lose his positions that he had in government, in regulatory roles, and all that. But all that's been taken away.
Another question: does he talk about at any point where he has? Because I know he's a like he's he seems like he's a higher up position in the medical community. Where does he have the data to back up the claims of they're not showing us stuff? Because I'm sure it's more than just I have the documents. I'm sure he actually went into detail. So is it from like contacts he has in the industry or like people he
Well,
knows or?
he does reference studies whenever, well, I don't want to say whenever, but it seemed to me that most of the time, whenever Joe, presented a question about what he was talking about, kind of trying to validate, what he was saying, or, I mean, forced Dr. Malone to back up what he was saying with some kind of source. Which was, good on Joe, and I'm glad that he did that. He wasn't just, sitting there like, "Oh yeah, man, fuck those guys, blah blah blah." He was pretty good about saying, "Okay, now how do you know this? Or where do you get your data? Or where is that
He
data?"
paused him several times and said, "All right, how do you know that?" And then, well, he'd go, "Well, here's the study."
I don't know the sources off the top of my head now, but
No, I don't either.
Dr. Malone was good about. Specifically saying where that data come from, who put it together, and what it showed.
Well,
Why
that's
it's
even better
relevant.
then. Okay, so if he quoted studies, that's better than what I was expecting. I didn't know where he suddenly like where he has because I think I misunderstood the way y'all were saying it. You made it seem like he has all this data that no one else has. So that's why I was
No,
like, what insider data
it's
does
all
he
public
somehow
data.
have? Okay.
It's and the probably the most I don't what's the word? The most serious thing he pointed out was Pfizer's, the data that they were forced to release on their 6-month study of the vaccine, prior to it being authorized for emergency use authorization. And he goes over that study, and he points out all the massive, massive, massive problems with it. How this is junk data now because of the way they did this study.
Oh, like they're testing, not their test plan. I can't think of my head's stuck in CS world right now, but like how they designed their test is the problem. Not so much that they like literally made numbers up, but the
Oh
way they
yeah, how they
designed their
designed it,
test.
how they
Yeah.
designed it, how they carried it out, who they let into it, who they got rid of. I mean, the list goes on and on of
Oh yeah.
shit they did in that study
Yeah.
that just completely invalidates how the any data that can be gleaned from it, other than the vaccine does not work as well as people have been told that it works. It is not as safe as people have been told, as it's as you know, it's just it's
So
sad.
does he go in
So
does he go into the like so I've been hearing a lot the past, I don't know, a couple of months, let's say, it doesn't matter. Not super recently, no, like not just yesterday, but for the past little while. And Pfizer seems to be the biggest target. And I know a lot of that's because of how much money they're making, because they got awarded the main contract. So that naturally makes them come under more scrutiny than, Johnson and Johnson or Moderna. But is it the case where Pfizer's, is somehow worse? And that's what they're saying. It's like worse than Moderna, and maybe those other two are better or okay. Or is it all there? Are they all three flawed in the same way? But because Pfizer's making the money, they're the ones that are getting raked right now.
now, he didn't really go into detail about that specifically. The thing that he went into specifically was the technology behind the vaccine. Now, this would only apply to the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine, I
In the
believe.
US, yeah.
Yeah, because they are the ones that have the spike protein, is that right? And Johnson & Johnson does not.
It's
Yeah.
the payload delivery
Yeah,
method.
Johnson and Johnson is the live virus one, right? The quote
I
unquote
don't know,
live
honestly.
virus. There's, I'm probably
I can't
misquoting that. I
remember.
know Johnson and Johnson is fundamentally different, like you're saying.
Right. So I want to lay some stuff out here on the table. And this made me question, Dr. Malone some, was that he's very well educated, extremely intelligent, has this massive background in, vaccines, repurposing medication, doing clinical trials, studies, all that stuff, right?
Let's not forget the biggest one. He helped invent mRNA
He
technology.
helped invent it. Yeah.
His name's
So,
on the patents.
right. So does that give him a pass for getting the vaccine? Now he said this, and I'm not knocking anybody for getting the vaccine. This has been my stance, all along. I'm not knocking the vaccine at all. I just want there to be openness. I want all the information, so people can make an informed decision about getting the vaccine. I don't care if you get the vaccine. I really don't give a shit. That's up to you. But I just want everybody to have all the information because it's turned into, such a big thing. It's such a big deal. Politically and religiously, everything, culturally, it's turned into this thing that divides people. Anyways, so that out of the way, I will say that, I kind of question him because he got the vaccine, he developed hypertension, and then he said that, once he started digging into it, he was like, oh, this is one of the side effects. And I'm like, like with all your knowledge and all
How
your
did you not
background
know
in
that?
this, how would you not know that? Well, one, how would you not know that? And if you didn't know that, why wouldn't you investigate it before you took the vaccine? Because it, and as he stated, he took it because he knew he had to have some flights, or I guess he had to do some lectures or, something like that, overseas. And so he took it out of convenience. And that's
So
worrisome for
that
me.
is kind of interesting. Like I see what you're saying. Like why this you're billing yourself as a foremost expert, but a pretty basic, hypertension can kill you. I'm not trying to make light of it. I know it can be detrimental, but it's not, tumor of the brain and you're dead in a week.
Right.
So it's a pretty benign, it's a common symptom to a lot of things. So why would you not, I mean, why would you be surprised? If I'm understanding you correctly, he not only didn't, apparently, allegedly, we're kind of putting words in his mouth, but whatever, allegedly didn't know about it ahead of time, didn't think about it, and then seemed surprised when it happened. Like that's, and that's also because it is such a common side effect. Like, yeah, you could make the argument, well, Snow, obviously it was the vaccine that did it because it happened right after it. And it's like, okay, he did a lot of other stuff throughout his life too. Hypertension is, again, it's a common thing. It happens to a lot of people. And it comes and goes too. It's not like you have it and you're, that's it. I mean, especially if it's brought on by something like diet or stress, it can definitely, you get it and then it goes away. So,
Yeah.
I
Right.
don't.
The fact that he brought it up, and said that, he said that he developed hypertension, to me it sounds like it was a surprise to him. Now it could be that, like you said, it could be his lifestyle. But he brought it up in a manner that makes me believe he believed that it was a result of the vaccine. So that's really all I have to go on, but I certainly see your point.
Yeah, I mean it's very possible. There's a laundry list of things that can cause it, and maybe the vaccine. Because I would consider hypertension, unless you have other underlying conditions, a pretty benign side effect. So I would not, even if we
Right.
weren't talking about a politically charged vaccine, if you told me, "Oh no, don't take this, or you're going to get hypertension," I'd be like, "Oh, okay. Well, just monitor your blood pressure and kind of watch out. Talk to your doctor." Like that's not. That's not nearly on the same, scale of, oh, don't take this, you're gonna have anaphylactic shock.
Well, let's clarify a little bit too. The severity of the hypertension that it gave him was significant. It wasn't just, hey, your blood pressure's a little high. No, it was like, no, you could die at any minute. It was that bad. It was
So
like
he was
his
hospitalized
shit was
for an
like,
extended period of
yeah, he
time?
was. Yeah, it was
Okay.
over 200, I don't know blood pressure how it works, but it's I know the numbers, and if either of those numbers are over 200, you're in a bad spot.
Well, if the bottom number is over 200, you're dead. But
Yeah.
if the
Well,
top number is over 200, you're in real bad shape.
yeah, he was in the 200s on one of those numbers, and it was uh-oh time.
Yeah. No,
Not
high. That's very
minor
high.
inconvenience, and well, you may have to take a statin or don't eat so much salt. It's no, we got to get you to the ER now. That's how significant it was, and it persisted, and it was pernicious, and then he got long COVID after all that. It's bizarre.
He was it was it was it soon? Like, or were the two events really close to each other? Did the hypertension end right after the, or did it start right before long COVID? Because it couldn't it be possible that it was caused by an incubation of COVID or something else? Again, because it's a very common symptom for like a gorillion things.
Yeah, I think it was a few months between his vaccine-related event
And
and
then long COVID
him
or whatever.
developing long COVID. Yeah, catching it from somebody. He done had two doses and was jet setting around doing his thing, and then he caught it.
Yeah,
So.
I mean, especially I guess that sucks. I would if you told me that someone that's constantly going to crowds of people and going especially around different countries and constantly on a plane and XYZ, they I would and you told me they caught, COVID or the flu or anything, I'd be like, "Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
Of course they did, right?
Duh."
Yeah.
That's the
Fucking of
only time
course.
I've been sick, like in the past 5 years, is whenever I had to get on a freaking plane, go to another country, come back.
Yep.
I was sick.
Yeah. So that I'm not downplaying his illness, but that doesn't really terribly surprise me. That's a very different experience from what most people go through. Like that's very different than walking to Walmart or Target or XYZ.
Agreed.
You don't know how I walk into
You don't know how I roll.
Walmart. I'm
Fucking
hugging
so
people,
so
kissing
he
babies.
was he was challenged a
Lick
lot.
every doorknob I come.
He was challenged a lot on his data. He had studies, to back up what he's alleging, what he's saying. So what
And
was,
what are you saying? Isn't that insane? It's not
well, that's what I was
that
about to ask. Like, what was his
yeah.
kind of his
What is he
thesis
actually saying?
statement? Yeah.
Right. And in my, me listening to it, what I'm hearing is that Pfizer lied on their data. The government is helping them cover it up and not have to divulge it. And the people who are forming public policy around vaccines and around health with respect to vaccines and all that are not listening to the other side, i.e., his side, who are saying there's no reason to lock anybody down. Lockdowns don't work. Masks do not work. This vaccine is not as safe or effective as you guys think it is. It wanes, it wears off over time, and there is some significant health risk associated with taking the vaccine that you might be at risk for if you decide to get it. One of them is myocarditis. One of them is strokes. One of them's Guillain-Barré syndrome. The other one, the one where it messes your face up. You look like
Palsy,
you're,
Bell's palsy.
Bell's
Bell's
palsy.
palsy.
I mean, these are things we've monitored, we've seen it, we've documented it, it's there. And like, I think just now, if you go and look on, like, if you go to get a vaccine, they'll tell you now on there, here's a list of things that this could possibly do to you. But whenever it was first put out, it was no, it does none of those things. That doesn't happen. It's safe. It's effective. Just get it. Shut up and do it.
Right.
And that's the wrong
Well,
answer.
yeah, this is twofold, right? One, they're making a killing, okay?
Oh,
They're
more money than they've
making,
ever made, ever.
yes, ever. And we heard it from the Project Veritas, videos that, at least one of the staff was saying that it's all about vaccines now at Pfizer. That's what it's all about.
So wait, hold on. Is
So
that the video? I'm not memeing here. I thought Project Veritas was the joke. Like that was the nothing burger. Like they, oh, we got the documents right here. And then
oh,
they didn't release shit.
they had that stupid guy talking about
Okay, that's what I must be thinking of
gorillas
then.
or something.
No, because I thought we talked about
Gorillas?
it.
No, I don't know. It's something about gorillas.
Didn't they have a big coof dump that they were going to do like 6 months ago? And because I remember you talking about it, and then they literally released nothing. It was like a 2 minute YouTube video.
They had like three videos that came out 3 weeks, 1 week apart, something like that. First video was second video was just absolute hot shit garbage. The third video was okay,
I'm probably thinking of the second one then. I didn't realize there were
The
multiples.
second one was such a fucking joke. I'd have been embarrassed to put that out there. Like it was nothing.
Is that the one where it was like it was mostly just like those two hospital workers just talking back and forth?
That's the one I'm th so there's one with a black hospital worker and she's just like talking, and makes like she's making no
Yeah,
sense.
well,
Oh
she's it's
yeah.
not that she was incoherent or not making sense. It's just and it ain't that I don't think she was, being truthful. It's just that it's like, yeah, these are things we already know. What's,
Right.
yeah, we know it's causing cardiovascular problems. Yeah, we
Right.
know people who, get jabbed are, some of them, a lot of them. I shouldn't say a lot. I should just stick with some. Some of them are having bad problems and they're having to go to the hospital, and the hospitals aren't, telling them, yeah, you got this from the vaccine. That was essentially what that video was about. It was just, two nurses and an administrator talking back and forth amongst themselves about how weird it is that we're getting all these people with, these things, and they're way too young to be having it, or they never had a history of it in their family, or they didn't have it in their history, but bam, there it is. What's going
So,
on?
let me ask and I don't mean this to be incendiary. Is it way? I know you don't have numbers. Just try to remember. This is a guess, right? Is way too many people the same? Because that's the same argument that the people were railing against have used. Too many people are dying from COVID, and then it's XYZ, right? Too many people. Okay, all right, chill, guy. So is too many people getting this from the vaccine? 2 out of every million? Is it 2 out of every 10? Because those are very different numbers, right?
Sure,
So.
they are. If you take the instances that's happening right now, the drug it would have never made it out of testing. Like
I don't doubt that. I just wasn't sure what
the
we're.
data that we have right now, that this, and I don't have it up. I should have prepared
No,
better. I should have.
I'm not asking for raw. I'm just it's like I said, subjective, like what you can remember.
No, it's it would have never. I mean, it is significant. It is way higher than what do you call it? It's like more than one
It's not
standard
margin of error.
deviation.
Yeah.
No, it's way more than margin of error. And the fact is, they knew it. They knew it, and they fucked with their own data to make it not so, and get it approved, and then they made billions.
I would say that I don't know, I probably shouldn't say this, but being the conspiracy theorist that I am, that money was the genesis of this whole thing. But it's probably it's probably more than that. Or maybe it was a fluke, right? And then somebody jumped on, somebody jumped on the opportunity. And they said, oh, okay, we can make a vaccine. Or, it's quite possible that it was a fluke. But, then as the governments became involved, it turned into this politically charged thing.
Man,
So that's
don't discount money. D gets mad at me because
right,
I end up being right so much, which and it's a hollow victory. Like I'm not bragging. I end up
I've
being
told you,
right
I've switched
because
sides. I'm in your camp now. It's always all because of money, usually.
I think on this is I'm just making this up as I go, but it's or not making it up. I'm saying I didn't prepare this. This is what I think though. So I think the situation they're in, like let's assume that the numbers about the vaccine doing this are right. Let's just assume they're right, and it's causing. I'll make up a number, 3% problems, which that's a lot. That's statistically significant. So let's say 3%. I think that it's the case that we had this emerging disease. I do think there were plenty of people, not political. I'm not talking about politicians. They can all fucking die. Every one of them, both sides. But I think there were several people in the community, medical community, in the CDC, whoever, that we had this emerging disease, right? And they're like, oh, well, this could be bad. Let's start looking at this and let's work on this. And we need it done quickly. And then I think because of the cultural shift in a lot of things we've had with things have to happen now. I don't care if it takes 10 years, make it happen in a day. It's like, well, but it takes 10 years. No, one day. I think we have that in a lot of areas in our life. We've always had it as humans. We're impatient, but I think it is worse now. And I think that there was a lot of pressure put on these people in the medical community or in the research community by politicians, by again, I'm both sides, by Trump's administration when he was in office, by the Biden administration now, by who knows who else, to give us something to push. We need something to give. We need to look strong. We need to do this. Election season's here. I need to be the one that beats this. Both of them, truly both of them. I'm not saying that to ride the fence. I truly think both parties said that. And as a result, you get into the situation where it was probably a mistake. I don't think Pfizer created something to kill people because they are greedy. They want money. Killing people doesn't get you money. If you kill enough people, you no longer get money. But I think that they were trying to push something out the door to get money and to win political favor, and they took shortcuts or their scientists simply weren't given enough time. This shit's probably complicated to do, even to my monkey brain. If you need time to develop a vaccine against a novel mutation of a virus, and they weren't given that time. And when you take shortcuts, things happen. And it's not always going to be safety. It could have just as easily been it just doesn't fucking work, period, for anyone. It's dead. It's null. But unfortunately, it seems like efficacy was affected, but more seriously, side effects were affected. And who knows? It's very possible. Let's pretend they were given 4 years to perfect this. That's still not as long as 10, because 10's the standard for a lot of things. Let's say four. It's very possible that if they had 4 years to do it, this would be nothing. Everything would be fine. We'd be good. Or it would be a much less common, right? But
Perhaps.
they weren't given that time.
Right, we'll never
And
know now.
right, it's too late. And I think money's a big contributing factor, but I think it's important to not downplay the effect that people have on politicians at all levels and demanding immediate results now. Now.
Yeah,
So
that's the second part of my twofold is because, you know, the political parties wanted to win, right? And so I'm very much in the boat that it was both sides of the house as well, because, you know, I know I there's no doubt in my mind that the Trump administration was also pushing for this. I knew they were. He said so himself. You know,
What
he
he
was
was
trying to
doing
get the
there, right?
vaccine out, roll it
Operation
out.
Warp Speed. We're gonna go
Operation Warp Speed.
fast, faster than anyone's ever done it before. Okay, all right, guy.
Right. And so, you know, these vaccines were getting pushed out, just like Snow had said. And, you know, now they backed themselves into a corner. Pfizer, you know, at this point in time, they don't give a shit. I'm pretty
Well,
sure they
they
don't.
can't admit they don't. I agree with you, but they can't even if they had a stroke of morality, right? If
Oh,
they
they
admitted
can't. Yeah.
culpability, all of them are going to federal pound me in the ass prison until the year 3058,
Okay,
right?
sure. Maybe.
There, well,
Maybe.
you, so what I'm
They
trying to
do
say
have
is,
indemnity.
well, yeah, that too.
Do you not
where
know
did
that?
how so I no I'd forgotten it, but that you have brought that up before. How does that extend though? Is it engineers or is it C-level suite? The point I'm trying to make is I
The
don't
entire
think.
company.
Oh, okay.
They
Well,
yeah, that was in the contract. It's in the contract between the US government Pfizer and US government Moderna. You cannot sue us. You cannot allow anybody to sue
but
us.
you still don't. I mean, do you agree with what I'm saying though? That when you're this far, you're not going to admit guilt no matter what. Because if it's even if they can get off scot-free, if they could truly get off scot-free, they can say what they want, but it's still going to kill their business. No one's going to trust them for anything else. Indemnity or not, just because you can't sue them doesn't mean they would survive as a company. I
I don't
mean,
know.
it's I
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the sources out here in front of me, but I know they have done some shady shit in the past. I
Oh,
have
they're the
seen.
worst.
Oh no,
Yeah.
this is hardly the first time. This is probably the
Right.
largest scale. But I mean,
Sure.
even with Viagra, like if you look up their first, like no troll, be their first result or first their trials, I would have to pull it up, and I'm too lazy right now. It wasn't on the scale of COVID. They didn't kill millions of men with the first phase of Viagra, but they rushed it, and they caused a lot of people to have very serious complications over a drug that should have none. This is a drug that's just supposed to help men if they have problems have sex with their partner,
Can
and
confirm.
they screwed it. So yeah,
Pun
they have a hit.
intended.
Oh, but don't sh make sure you edit
Oh,
that in for the loyal fans. No, it's they you're right, they have a history of it, and a lot of big drug companies do too. I mean, it's a totally different subject, but even though it's overblown in certain ways because politicians have used it as a springboard. I mean, look at Purdue with the opioid, with the opioid stuff they're going through. Purdue and
yeah.
Bayer and whoever else, the three, they're these companies, this isn't new, unfortunately, and it's driven by greed. That the Purdue issue was driven by greed. I'm sure Pfizer with Viagra was driven by greed, and this is political pressure and greed all over again.
Here's my disconnect, though. Here's what I simply find unbelievable. It's that up to now, that was the what you just said was the normal opinion by most everybody paying a modicum of attention to big pharma, right? Oh, they're a bunch of sharks. They're a bunch of money-hungry sharks, and they will literally kill us all if and not care as long as they. That bottom line gets fed. They don't care. But now it's like, no, you should trust them. It's like, what the fuck? When did this
Fear.
change?
No, I actually have the answer. I firmly believe this. It's fear, and
I agree.
I'll break it down. So like we'll take both Viagra and opioids, right? Viagra, they're sharks. My cousin twice removed was took that and had a heart attack and had to go to the hospital, barely made it. But it didn't happen to them. It wasn't threatening their livelihood. It wasn't threatening their way of life. They weren't being fed with it. It was covered maybe one time on the 11 o'clock news and it was dropped. Or it's really easy to desensitize yourself because people assume, taking the opioid angle, people assume anyone that takes a painkiller is a junkie and they should be shot in the street. So for them, they went, well, yeah, of course, big pharma's bad, but fuck those people anyways. It's not happening to me. It doesn't affect me. I'm a good, clean citizen. So it was easy to just make fun of it, ignore it. But now they had this thing that they were being told threatened their life. Like, you're going to die if you go outside. Your family will die. It will be horrific. Fear is a very powerful motivator for people. So now
Oh, yeah.
suddenly you have these, these companies that were vilified, like you're saying, because you're 100% right. They were vilified and treated as scum, rightfully so. But now they're
Right.
being positioned by people that, right, wrong, or otherwise, a lot of people trust their politicians, or they trust what they're told, and they're being told that, this isn't just going to affect your second cousin that went to the hospital. This is going to affect you and your mom and your dad and your wife and your husband and your brother and your sister. And that gets through to people, And I think it's, I don't know. That's my explanation for it. It's just fear.
No,
I
I
know that's
agree.
basic, but I think that's what it is.
I'll take it a step further. I'll say that they have turned fear into a virtue. And the more
I
fearful
think I know what
you
you're saying.
are, the more fearful you are of all of this. And, the more you listen, the more you obey, and, meet all these situations with fear, the more virtuous you are, that you're a better person because you're taking care of everybody around you. No, you're just scared. You're just scared. And you know what? If I believed them, I would be scared too. It would scare the shit out of me. But I don't believe them. I think they're full of shit. I think they're lying. So I'm not scared. Now, is that going to cost me? Maybe. But I don't know. I ain't going out like that.
I think I agree with what you're saying. I would say that I do think that a lot of the people that we're talking about, the faceless people that we're generalizing here, aren't doing it for fake internet points like Reddit or Twitter, but they are afraid, and they genuinely do believe they're helping, right or wrong or otherwise. I do think there's plenty of that. Now,
Oh,
do they get snippy, or do they take the moral high ground? Sure, humans are, myself included, we're pretty shitty overall, man. It's
yeah.
just this is what we are. But I do think a lot of them think that, oh well, if I do stay inside, or even if I don't stay inside, as long as I get the vaccine and I try to stay away, I try to maintain 6 feet or whatever, then I'm actually helping. Like they see that person at the store and they have empathy. It's coming from a good place deep down. They have empathy for that person at Target, and they're like, you know what? I don't want them to die. I wouldn't want my mom to die. I don't want them to die either. I'm being told that I should kind of stay away from them, so I'm gonna stay away from them. I'm gonna get a vaccine. I think there's plenty of that. And it's, even though it's maybe they're wrong, it's hard for me personally to hate on that aspect right there, because to them they're trying to just be helpful. But that's not the same thing as yelling at people, recording it, throwing bricks at people, because that was the popular thing in the mid 2020s. One of the a YouTuber that D and I like, Leon Lush, started making fun of he was making fun of people doing stupid shit, called it brain worms. But
Yeah.
eventually, a couple of months into it, he was making fun of these people that were still making that, even after the CDC said, okay, masks are no longer required here and here, you still had these quote unquote vigilantes trying to make themselves famous on TikTok or Twitter, running through stores, like assaulting people almost, or in some cases actually assaulting people for not wearing masks and filming it. And
Yeah,
they
you
acted
know
like they were Batman because they're hitting a person that doesn't have a mask on. And keep in mind, this is after the CDC. I don't know, it probably would have been September or October 2020, after the CDC said, masks outdoors aren't needed, or indoors only in certain situations. So these people were literally following the guidance put out. But because you had this moral high ground or superiority complex that had been cultivated for 7 or 8 months at that point, you had these people that they weren't actually trying to help. That they're the opposite of the empaths I was talking about a minute ago. Those people
Right.
just wanted to feel superior. They wanted some reason to look down at someone else and say, I'm better than you.
And man, we love doing that shit, don't we?
Oh, we do. I do too.
God, we
Again,
love it.
I mean, it's I'm not saying this to defuse the
Yeah.
situation or self-deprecate. Everyone does that to some degree. Everyone does it.
In
But there's a
fact,
di
I would say that I love doing it more than either of you.
You know what? Maybe so. I'll let you take that W. You know what? You can have that one.
I don't know, I'm kind of competitive.
I'm sorry,
It's
Snow. I cut you off, man. I just had to get that
no,
in.
I was pretty much done. I'm just saying it's a shitty situation, and I do think that a lot of people started out trying to do this from a place of empathy, and people still are doing it.
Sure.
And I do think you see some of like the middle ground opinion kind of swaying towards the why are we still doing this, or why are we still doing it this way? Because for that reason, they've been following the rules and they've been doing what they think helps, and now they're getting conflicting information. They're
No.
getting this big
Oh,
do.
yeah.
Oh, well,
No, nobody wants to be wrong.
There it is. There it is. And that's a shitty fucking feeling. It's having to admit that you listen to somebody else and, you know, they fed you a line because they were trying to take advantage of you. You ate it hook, line, and sinker. And you either, you know, maybe you hurt yourself or got yourself into a bad position because of it, or maybe you walked away scot-free, no harm, no foul. But it's an extremely difficult thing to look back in hindsight and go, I was stupid. I should have been paying better attention, or I made just the absolute wrong call, and you know, I trusted people who were not trustworthy. That's a hard thing to admit about yourself.
Right.
It is, it's
It
a tough thing.
paints you as the fool.
Oh, it sucks. And you know, I've used this example in just in our private talk, but like I'm a veteran and I was in the OIF too. And you know, I signed up in the military thinking I was gonna go fight America's enemies and save the fucking day and this, that, and the other. Now I got fed a line, dude. Fucking line. I'm not saying the military is not honorable. I'm not saying it's bad. You know, I love my brothers and sisters in arms. But my going to that war was only for someone else's money gain. That's it. They didn't
By
care if I
Halliburton.
lost legs. Yeah. It was for
Right.
Halliburton. It was for the military industrial complex. You know, it may even been, you know, old Georgie wanted to get back at Saddam for his dad. I don't know. But it was definitely not about defending freedom in the United States. It was definitely not about that. But that's what we were told. That was the line. We got to defend freedom. It's like, okay.
So and that exact point, I don't see why people, because a lot of the counter argument I hear, because it's always made left versus right about everything. It has been for a long time, especially nowadays, is people from the left saying, well, it's just the right does the they're doing this and this and they're covering this up. And it's like, you know, the current administration is Democrat and they're the ones pushing a lot of this agenda. But the example you just gave was Republican. Why can't people see that both sides do this? And now,
Uniparty.
I'm not relating the coup to Iraq war. Obviously, they're very different things. I'm just saying that the lying, right? The scaring you, the feeding you lines, the manipulating you, it's at its core, there's not a lot of difference in that specific angle. Back then it was 9/11. It's like, oh, they attacked us. They're gonna do it again. We could all die any day. And that
And
made a
what do
lot
we
of
do?
people
I mean,
we
fear. We were
right.
controlled by fear yet again. We let the
It's
fear in.
timeless.
It is. It the and it's like they do. It's, you know, now I'm going to get into the conspiracy theory part. It's like they do shit like this every 18 to 20 years to go ahead and prime the next generation to be fear operated, right? That's what it feels like to me. They do some
I
bullshit
didn't think
like.
about it like that. I thought about it more just to make sure their grip overall wasn't tightening. The generation thing probably would make more sense. I just kind of view it in the same vein as you. It's like, oh, every 20 years we got to make sure that, you know, can't let them
Right.
XYZ people get think that they're, you know, too loved or too independent. No.
Right. We got to let them know. We got to show them they're mortal. And, you know, something could happen any minute on this grand scale and kill us all.
Right.
It's like, okay, all right.
Well, it sounds to me, this is really like a basic claim here, but it sounds to me like every 10 years they're setting up a new religion.
I mean, I guess you could think about it. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I definitely think that they want to make sure that they're viewed as relevant. And even if you don't even have to take it, because a lot of times people like to attack conspiracy theories, myself included, because they can get ridiculous. I'm not saying lizards control the government. I'm not saying people from Pluto control the government. I'm
Just
literally saying
pedophiles.
humans. Oh, the shape-shifting vampires. No, but just shitty people, right? And shitty people want, they get a taste of power. They want to stay in control. They want to get kickbacks. And so they have to come up with reasons. And it's not, I'm not saying that the government's useless, but I think Joe Rogan, even though I shit on him at the beginning of this, because he's a fucking dickhead with his ads now, he's made a very good point a lot of times. I heard him say it all the time when I listened to his podcast several years ago. The kind of person that should be president is not the kind of person that runs for president. Like the
Oh,
kind of person
absolutely.
that you would want. And obviously this is an idyllic world, and well, it's not a utopia, Snow. Yeah, no shit, I know that. But if the person that runs for presidency, no matter who they are, they're by definition almost have to be narcissistic. They have to know how to play the political game to get there. It's the highest office we have. And what you should want in a person in the president is someone that's strong, yes, but that cares about people. They don't care about their office. They don't care about what lobbyist is going to pay me $6 million a year once my term ends, and what beach house am I going to be put up with my lifelong security detail.
Yeah,
So
I just want to
it's
care about the country. That's it. I just want you to care about this country and her people. That's it. If everything you do and every law you make and every bill you approve is to that end, then fine. I'll take it. I'll take that person. But those people are few and far between, it feels like.
Yeah, I definitely think they exist, but like to my point, they don't run for presidency. They don't, or they do and they lose, right? Or maybe they run, but they're the people that never make it to the primaries or make it past the primaries because they don't have that mindset and those connections and that willingness to make deals, to do whatever they have to do to get votes. And I don't mean rigging elections. I mean, I'm sorry, votes is the wrong word, to get, their party to back them, or to get one of the big two parties to back them and get put in the primaries.
Yeah.
That requires all of it. That requires connections. It requires family name. It requires a lot of money. All things that aren't really conducive to someone that cares about people.
Right. Taking it back a little bit to Malone's interview, and we were getting into the, what do we think that he thinks, or why do we think he thinks these people are doing this? And, he kind of, I'm not gonna say he dodged it, but he avoided the question because I can't know these people's minds. I don't have data proving anything like that, right? That was his response to, well, why do you
Well,
think
he
they're
did,
doing this?
yeah.
He
He
was like, I'm
didn't
not
want
playing
to suggest
that
intent
game.
because he was trying to stay out of trouble,
Yeah,
which I don't
he
blame him.
avoided that completely. And like I said, I don't disagree. But here's something I wish, maybe he has read it, maybe he hasn't, but if I could tell him, if I could say to this to him and guaranteed to hear it, I'd be like, go read COVID-19, The Great Reset. Go read that book written by Klaus Schwab. Go read that shit. And then you come back and tell me why you think they did it. Because they pretty much say it plainly in no uncertain terms why they did it and what their end is, what they want, and how they're gonna do it. And they clearly said we're gonna get rid of a lot of these pesky things like, freedom of speech and private property, all this shit's
Oh,
gotta
yeah,
go.
ownership.
And we're gonna use COVID-19 to do it. They just said it outright. It's in a book. You can go fucking read it. And these are the people who every head of state, our country, Canada, all of Europe, they're all getting together with Klaus Schwab and his buddies at the what is it? What's their little organization they got there? I can't remember.
I have no idea, honestly.
Yeah, it's Rockefeller Rothschild shit. I can't, but it's not the meme-y, Bilderberger meeting or anything like that. It's like, no, this is an actual organization. Hold on, I can't take it now. I have to fucking Google it. Sorry.
Illuminati?
No.
No.
Illuminati.
German communist World
That's a
Economic Forum.
there you go.
He's the head of the World Economic Forum. And this is all our heads of state are going and they're taking suggestions, I guess we can say. I would call it marching orders, but I'll be
So is this the book that's like a it was like a demo, not a demo, it was like a war games that they followed perfectly? Is this what you're
No.
saying?
No, I know what you're
Oh, I
talking
missed.
about. That is Yeah, that's like the tactical version that they released before COVID-19 came out, and then right whenever they released that COVID-19 came out. They did that little exercise. It's always weird how
So
there's an
what's
exercise.
this? What's the, I mean, I listened to what you just said, but what's the, like, is this just in Barnes and Noble bestsellers,
Yeah, you
like,
can
kind of
go.
deal?
I
Or
got it. I bought it off
I'm from Ohio.
Amazon.
Oh,
Hell
is
yeah,
it?
I'll let you borrow
So why was the book, I guess, who's the intended audience of the book to be released so widely? Because if it was like secret information for governments, they wouldn't publish it. So
It's not
what's the,
secret. That's the thing, right? They don't
okay.
want it to be secret. They want it. They're going to do it, and they're going to tell you they're going to do it, and then they're going to do it. And this is
I don't understand why they would do that though, I guess. Just
it's all moving towards a, one world government. They're
no,
tired
I
of
mean
all these.
I see his question now. Why would they tell us?
Well, if you go back and look in history, they always have before they did something, but that's a different podcast.
Okay, well,
But
I'm not
it's
discounting it. I'm just trying
we'll
to
table
actually
that.
think. I'm just trying to actually think through, like, if you wanted to
It's
do all this, why you would pu literally publish it on Amazon, right?
yeah, I mean, well, they don't think it's bad. First off, they don't think it's bad at all. They think it's, a moral imperative. And
Oh, I
this is what we
misunderstood.
should be
Okay.
striving for.
Okay. I'm on
I
board now.
get you
I
now. Okay.
misunderstood the tone of what you were saying. Okay, never mind. I'm
I
sorry.
mean, I think it's abhorrent and
But I thought literally you were okay. I understand the exact type of book you're talking about now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm on board. I completely misread the situation. I thought this was like a manual of like, all right, so on day 23, round up
No,
9,000 women
no,
and 9,000 children and execute them in
no,
front of their
no.
men. I was like,
No, no,
Jesus, this is on Amazon. What the
No, no,
fuck?
no, no, no. They like that. They like that. It's just telling you this is the world. This is the type of world they want, right? They'll say rosy, pretty things like free health care and free school and this, that, and the other. But it's also like, yeah, but you don't actually own a house. You don't own any property, and we got to really make sure the government can have final say on, speech and who can say what. And we got to get rid of all these things like rights because it's slowing us down for all these stupid, pesky people having rights. It's slowing down, quote unquote, progress. So this is how we're going to get rid of that. And so far, they're doing a fantastic job. The abridgment of rights since in the past 2 years has been Operation Warp Speed.
Maybe that's
Fucking
been Operation
faster.
Warp Speed the whole time.
Right, fucking faster than ever. So I wish he'd read that book, 'cause then he would be able to. I feel like he would not avoid that question entirely. No,
Yeah.
but it is what it is.
So to add to that, well, actually, it probably really doesn't add to that at all. He brought up something called the Trusted News Initiative.
Initiative, yeah. Oh man, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
I actually saw an advertisement for them tonight, and I kind of
Sure
rolled
you
my eyes at it.
did.
So I guess red pill me on it because it looked pretty stupid and cringy from their advertisement.
It was set up as a means to play defense against, other countries trying to influence our elections through social media campaigns. But of course, you give what is it? You give them an inch, they will
Take a mile.
take a mile.
Well, it seems counterintuitive to me to just by human nature, I guess if you want to call it that, to allow a news like a vetting process that then puts a media conglomerate in part of this trusted network. Where is their incentive to be objective at that point? They can say what they want. They can do what they
Right.
want. They can take kickbacks. I'm not saying that's going to instantly happen, but I am saying that what's the point, right? I mean,
The Ministry of Truth is the point.
well, yeah, so I was taking the stance of why you think this would be a good idea, period. Like I'm
Okay. I see what you're saying. Like,
like
if we're taking them at their word.
right, it's like, yeah, cool, it sounds good on paper, but all these, if you guarantee someone a spot at the table, they no longer have to work. That's true in anything, right? That's just how things go.
So, I'm gonna share something with y'all that I came across on the Trusted News Initiative website. So they have these videos, right? About me. I mean, they go through different topics. For instance, one of them is view. They call it the title of the video is "A View from the Front Line," which is supposed to be people doing fact checking for disinformation. through social media or whoever is giving information, fact checking them, how to detect lies, how to debunk claims, the tech giants' role in all this, talking about YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, a bunch of different stuff along those lines. One of them, which I watched this video, is called a fact-checking masterclass, because I was curious how they were going to teach other people how to be better fact-checkers. So the first speaker of this video used an example of the president of Brazil, and I can't pronounce his name, save my life, but it's like Hair Bolsonaro? Bolsonaro?
Yeah, Bolsonaro. Like
yeah. So they went through some of his claims, and I'm not going to say this word for word, but if you watch the video, they don't ever really necessarily address his claims outright. Here is one of the things I found interesting. So they present this in kind of a slideshow format. They have video with the actual speaker's faces on there too, but they do have slides. And here's one of the slides. This is the title, but there are a few challenges to fact-checking a president. So fact-checking takes time. That's reasonable. Here's the next bullet point. When a fake claim is made by a politician, sometimes facts don't matter as much as feelings. Now that's interesting, because I would say that it is the opposite.
It's literally the only thing that matters.
It is the only thing that matters. Yes.
But the Trusted News Initiative, so we have it in their own words that sometimes they may pick feelings over facts.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And here's another bullet point. The journalists who question him are always at risk of being publicly harassed. Like some right. kind right. of, so are the they already, though? Are they setting themselves up as, the virtuous, righteous fact checkers that are yes. infallible?
Yes.
And can do no wrong. And, they're really putting themselves out there by fact checking these people. Who were burning the cities down?
I mean, I think they're already, I think that's been the case for so long. Like, journalists have always, that's part of the job, right? You've always been at risk of, especially right. pushing people for a story. Yeah. I mean, except it was generally you're in person shoving a camera in someone's, or shoving a microphone, or shoving your pen and paper, and you get decked or you get shot. I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying it's right to kill people, but this is, it seems like they're trying to equate that with, he's, after I questioned him, he stalked my Twitter profile and said I was a cunt or said I was a dick. It's like these two things are not the same.
Not even close. And that's kind of the agreement you sign. That's kind of what you sign up for in journalism. Look, you're going up against, I mean, potentially you're going up against very powerful people.
That's what you should be doing. Yeah. You should be trying to expose them. You should be trying to show the truth.
If you're not ready for retaliation, you might ought to get out of the fucking boxing ring there, killer.
I mean, it's the same thing as doing a danger. Well, it's not. I'm equating it to doing a dangerous job. To me, that'd be like someone that wants to be a firefighter, right? And then they go, they right. have to respond to a fire, and they go, "Oh well, I thought I could right. get burned, so I let that family die in their house." It's like, well, what right. do you think was going to happen,
man? Right.
You signed up for this job.
Yes.
I doubt they have on the new firefighter trainee introduction video. Like the first thing they say is, "As a firefighter, you may be exposed to fire."
Right.
Right. It's kind of an understood thing.
It's like, yeah, that's what I want. I can get my rocks off on that shit. I love it.
Right.
Duh.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening. You can find us, of course, out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're on Instagram, Gitter, Gab, Twitter.
Are we on the TikToks? Snow will start making TikToks. If you
We're
pay
not
him
on
$10,000,
the
he'll make
ticky tocks
TikToks.
yet. We're not on those talk ticks
The
quite
talk
yet, like all the
ticks.
kids are.
Y'all have a fantastic night.
Likewise.